Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following program is sponsored by Moody Custom Homes, LLC and Ideal Electric, LLC. This is KRMG Home Pros, where Green Country gets the facts about new home construction and remodeling. Call the show at 918-460-KRMG or text us at 95920. KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
I'm proud of the house we built.
Good afternoon and welcome to KRMG Home Pros. It's 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. I'm Skyler Cooper in the studio today with the Home Pros, Daryl and Aaron Moody from Moody Custom Homes. Find them online, buildyourcustomhome.com, or give them a phone call.
918-734-4059.
Get hold of Brandon, Ideal Electric, 918-812-7641, or idealelectrictulsa.com. All right, today's a big day. We've been talking about it for weeks. It's the HBA Home Builders Association Home and Garden Show. It's out at the River Spirit Expo, Expo Square, and you guys have all of these really cool things that you've built, Daryl. We've been talking about them. You showed me a couple of weeks ago, sort of cutaways, so people can come out to the show. They'll find you out here and just make sure they can understand some of the stuff we talk about, because we go in depth on the things that you guys put into your product, and that is your homes that you build. There's things behind the bricks, behind the drywall, things that never really get seen, but it's important for the foundation of those homes. And this is really just to make sure they see the difference, right?
Yeah, this whole thing is about basically about the bones of your home. It's the most important part. And this is going to, it's not, you know, come on out and we'll talk to us about it and see it. There's, it's like you said, it's a cutaway version and it's not pretty. I mean, we made it as pretty as we can make.
Right.
You know, it's like the cake before you put the frosting on it. But anyhow, we can give you some real good explanations and the technology behind what we do. And as I've said on the show many, many times, you would no more buy a 2020 Ford F-150 truck that has 1980 features in it than you would never do it. But people build houses today that are 2020 homes with 1980 features in it. And what we're showing you is the 2019, 2020, and in some cases, even looking into the future. And we got some really cool things that you can come by and look at. And people are really interested in it, and it's getting some good reviews.
Aaron, do you feel like people get a better understanding when they physically see these things? It's kind of, you know, scaled down, but really helps them understand why it's important to have these newer things.
I do. You know, some people want to see the technical aspect of it, and that for some people is very important. And this is the stuff that you cannot change. People look at stuff all the time, and they go, well, you know, I like this tile and everything, but in 10 years, the style may be different. So I'm going to do new tile floors, or I'm going to add more wood or things like that. These slab systems, this is what you get. When you build that house on this slab system, it's what you get, and it's there forever. Same thing with the zip board. Same thing with, you know, the different truss systems, the LVLs, the LSLs, all that different stuff that we've got out there that we're showing you. The through flashing on the brick, all the different stuff that we've got here is what you're going to be able to see, and we'll explain it all to you. And that way you can physically touch it, put your hands on it, and maybe get a better understanding of what that is and how important it is that it goes in your house, and it goes in your house properly. And it's what should be done no matter what, if you're building a new home.
And also some real good ideas and that are just some things that people have done for years. And when you come out there and see what we've got, you go, oh, well, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
It's like I said, it's like looking at the bones. But we asked our representative from Huber Wood Products, Marcus Veach. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Marcus, actually, the name of it is Huber Wood Products, but what he really sells and represents is two products we use on our homes, specifically our custom homes. We use the zip system, the zip board, and then also with all of its tapes, its liquid flashing. And then another product we use on either our subfloors if we have a crawl space, or our second floor, and that's the Advantech flooring. The Advantech flooring and why. And the thing is Huber's been good enough to send out, come by, look at them. They got some really neat demonstrations of why you want some of these products, especially the Advantech flooring, what it does for you and everything. So first off, tell us about Huber, what you do.
Sure. So Huber Engineered Woods is the name of our company, and we are an OSB manufacturer. So we manufacture structural panels for a couple different uses. Like you said, there are primarily two products we make. One is Advantech, and that is a subfloor panel. So it's the structural flooring that is what is underneath all of your finished flooring. So whether it's hardwoods or carpet, and it's a premium product. So we make it a little bit differently than everybody else. We pack, I guess, to make it simple, we pack more wood, more glue and resin into the panel that ultimately has benefits for the builder, but ultimately gives the homeowner the strongest and stiffest floor that they can get in a subfloor system.
And that's why those things are so heavy.
Yes, they are. Yes,
they are heavy, yeah. Heavy.
Well, now, what you told us, and if you're listening out there, come by the show. We actually have a little board that kind of gives you it looks like a piece of Swiss cheese, and it's explain that little demonstration. It's only a board about a foot long that's a piece of that Advantech flooring. So tell us about that.
Sure. Yeah, that's a demonstration. If you come by, you'll see a small, you know, a shrunk down version of one of our panels with a bunch of holes cut out of it, and it looks like Swiss cheese. What that demonstrates is how much more wood that we put and pack into our panels than your typical subfloor panel. So in order to, what that display shows is in order to get down to the equivalent to the weight of a regular panel, you'd have to cut out that much wood. So
just give us, what percentage of weight is that?
Oh, I'd say it's close to probably 30 to 40% heavier than a regular sheet. For example, our 3/4 thickness panel weighs about 80 pounds, and a good competitor weighs about maybe 55 pounds.
So, and now that's tongue and groove.
And that's a tongue and groove subfloor product. So, and we do all that. Ultimately, like I said, the goal is to get the strongest, stiffest floor that you can have to prevent bounce in your floors, which nobody likes, and squeaks. So those are two big things that we fight. Nobody likes squeaks.
Advantech has a ton of other, that flooring system specifically, though, has a ton of other advantages to it. And correct me if I'm wrong here, and you may be able to answer this more in detail, but there is also some kind of drainage system that's built into the floor. Is that right?
So it's not a drainage system, but this is more of a home builder benefit. So with the resin that we use to hold those flakes of wood that are pressed into the panel together, also has a water resistive property to it. So since we pack more of that in, naturally wood, any wood product that gets wet, it's going to swell, right? So a regular subfloor panel, if it swells up when it gets wet, well, it's hard to put down hardwood floors or any other type of flooring onto a floor that's not flat. So
the advantage to that is during construction, mm-hmm. if it gets wet, gets rained on, gets a big thing of water spilled, you have a leak in the roof, whatever the situation may be, it's not something you need to freak out about as a homeowner. It's not, this Advantech material specifically is not going to soak up that moisture to affect whatever you're doing later on. You can just dry it off and you'll be all good and get the house sealed up properly and you're good to go with putting your flooring down or whatever you're doing.
Correct. Yeah, these the panel being a water resistant panel and fighting against swelling is going to do a couple things. It's going to save you, the builder, a step from having to come back and sand that floor and prepare to put down flooring. And also, if the panel is not swelling or being affected by moisture, it's going to protect the structural integrity of the panel.
And we also have a demonstration, what do you call them?
Steps.
A demonstration product you loaned to us that mm-hmm. Shows the difference in that water resistance. Explain that to us, what we have out there.
Yeah, so that's a little piece, a demonstration that it was two small pieces of our panel and a regular panel, a competitor's panel, soaked in some water that had red food coloring in it. to show how far up, how much of that was absorbed and how far it wicked into the panel. So you'll see that ours absorbed far less than the competing product.
Well, and not only absorbed far less, but you guys said it, it's the edge of the panels are what, about an inch and a half, 2 inches of that into the water, and you drew a line across both of them to show where that original water line was, and that thing wicked up some 6-7 inches on the other one, and it didn't move any at all on the Advantech flooring.
Yep, so that's correct.
It's a pretty visual.
Yep.
That reminds me of being a kid going into a parts store and they have the motor oil comparison. You know, you twist the little gears, see how far up it goes.
What do you mean as a kid? I did that last week.
Yeah, it's true. You still do it, don't we?
Must be old. Because
you don't know that?
Go buy some oil. You'll see. Motor oil is.
You're listening to KRMG Home Pros, and we will be right back after a quick break. Marcus Veach is our guest today. And don't forget to check out the HBA Home and Garden Show going on until 9 tonight at the River Spirit Expo. And tomorrow from 11 until 5, you'll find Moody Custom Homes out there, and you'll see some of these demos that we've been talking about. Anything you need to know, you can get a hold of these guys out there, or always go to buildyourcustomhome.com. Find them, Moody Custom Homes, on Facebook too. This is KRMG Home Pros. We'll be right back.
This is KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
And welcome back to KRMG Home Pros. This is 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. I'm Skyler Cooper with Daryl and Aaron Moody from Moody Custom Homes. Buildyourcustomhome.com. Or right now, you can just come out and see them in the flesh because it's the Home and Garden Show weekend. River Spirit Expo at Expo Square until 9 tonight and tomorrow from 11 until 5. And we have Marcus Veach with us this week talking about Huber Engineered Woods, and we were talking about the Advantech flooring. I had a question about that before we went to the break, Marcus.
Sure.
You're talking about a lot of the great advantages that product has for the builder, and that's really important because everything goes together better. It's better for everybody. But if I buy this house and I'm living in it in 5 years, how do I see the advantage? You mentioned squeaking.
Yeah, so the whole goal, like I said, the stiffest, strongest floor you can get. So what would you all say over your years is the number one callback or complaints in a new home?
Squeaks in stairs or on a second story. Or it's people move in, you know, and they move furniture, kids jumping around, whatever. And every time they hit that one step, man, it's, you know, they get that squeak in there.
Exactly.
And you find them in stair treads, which we use Advantech decking on all of our stair treads. But an important part of that is the Advantech adhesive. That's one vital part of that. So
yeah,
we also have another demonstration product that you loaned to us that shows that. So, so why don't you explain that?
Yeah. So what Daryl's talking about is an Advantech branded subfloor adhesive. So when you put your subfloor down, on top of your joists, you're going to glue the panels to the joists. And that is probably the best thing you can do to help prevent squeaks. So we came out with our own version of that when you pair it with our product, now you have a system working in your floor, and we guarantee the bond of that glue to our panel for 10 years and give a squeak-free warranty for 10 years.
Let's also say that most people use... There's and it comes in big old tubes. If you've built a house or you're building a house now and you've seen them around, it says right on there, it's a big massive tube. It says subfloor adhesive, and it's just a glue. That's all it is. It's just a real thick, nasty, gloppy glue.
A caulking.
Caulking, and that's what most people use. And then we found the Advantech adhesive when we were at the International Home Builder Show in Vegas and whenever we were there a couple years ago. And that's where we found it, and we came back, and we started using it because, number one, the advantage to it is we get to use a lot less of it is what's nice. We don't have to buy as many tubes. And the second advantage to it is it's much better. I mean, the product in and of itself is much better. And the technical side of it, from my understanding from the home builder, the international show, was they were explaining the porousness of the board and the porousness of the top rung of the I-joist. This stuff will actually get into those pores, and then it will bond all that stuff together rather than the glue where it just kind of sets on top of it and then, you know, binds everything together. So you may still get some sliding motion and stuff like that.
Right. So the idea there is that you want to use, anytime you're combining products together to put together a floor in this scenario, you want to use compatible products. So our glue and our panels were designed specifically to work well together. So due to the moisture resistance I talked about earlier in our board, which is a chemical and a glue we use, some sort of commodity type, regular type glues, depending on what the base of that glue is. Some work better adhering to a panel like ours than others. So we developed our glue to work specifically and bond the best to our panels.
It's almost like a foam, too, when you see it, is what it looks like.
Yeah, it goes on just like a real thin liquid. I mean, and you sit there and wonder, whoa, how is that going to work when you watch it go on? And which actually makes it less messy because you're not squishing it out and it's falling all over your floors and stuff. However, the product is a great product. And then, of course, you guys have their specific screws for Advantech flooring, too, and that actually sucks that down and gives it, because it works almost like an expandable glue. So when it's sucked down, it actually has nowhere to go but penetrate into both surfaces, your top of your eye joist or the other side of it. And here's the thing I want to make a note of is we hear, and we've heard this from you, there's a lot of builders who won't use it because their framers don't like it, because you have to keep a gun and you have to keep that gun clean in order to use it, even though it is ultimately less money to use. And one thing about that glue that you used to use is in the old days when the framers could do it in the wintertime when they'd get real cold, they'd burn off piles of scrap to keep warm. Well, what they do is they'd break one of those tubes and throw it on that fire and light it. So it's a really highly combustible stuff, where yours could not be because of the way it's built. But, you know, we just, it's like we told Marcus, we said, look, we just gave our framers that gun, and we say, this is the only glue you're getting, so you better figure out how to get it on if you don't take care of that gun. And so they order every time we order it, they order out the cleaning, and they just run it through at the end of the day, and boom, we've had no problems. We've used it for a long time. So, at Moody Custom Homes, we don't allow the tail to wag the dog. You know, we're going to make our framers do what's right. And not just because they don't want to.
The 2020 Tulsa Home and Garden Show with the Home Builders Association is the largest show in Tulsa every year. It's phenomenal. It's both levels of the Expo Center. We are over in kind of the northwest corner is where our booth is. We've been in the same place for the last, 4 or 5 years, Dan? Come out and see us. And if you happen to miss us, give us a call, 918-734-4059, or visit us at buildyourcustomhome.com.
Yeah, we're right across from the pool tables and the shuffleboard tables and everything else. So it's you can come out and see us and then go play with a little shuffleboard or something.
Can't miss them. The hours until 9 tonight. Tomorrow, 11 until 5. Looks like it's $10 to get in, right? Seniors for $9.
I think it's not that bad. Yeah, it's not too horrible.
So go out there and check all of that out. Marcus Veach is our guest. We're going to take a break, check the news and the forecast, maybe talk a little zipboard when we get back. Sound good for you guys?
A little more, yes.
Marcus with Huber Engineered Woods. You're listening to KRMG Home Pros. It's 102.3 KRMG.
You're listening to KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
And welcome back. You're listening to KRMG Home Pros. This is 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Skyler Cooper with Daryl and Aaron Moody. Moody Custom Homes, buildyourcustomhome.com. Or always give them a phone call with that number.
918-734-4059.
That's custom builds, any building questions you have, remodels. And we always encourage you to call them, even if you aren't really planning on hiring somebody for something. You just want to know something.
If you have a question, call us. You know, we'll try our best to answer it over the phone. If we need to come out and take a look, we don't mind. You know, if we've got the time, we're in the area, we can swing by, anything like that, remodels, additions, new home, whatever you need.
And the guy that these guys use for anything electrical is Brandon Sizemore at Ideal Electric, 918-812-7641.
I got a little story to tell about Brandon, and the reason you guys need to call him if you have any electrical needs at all. They do service work and everything. But real quick, Aaron just hit on something that reminded me. I was over at Mill Creek Lumber yesterday, and a guy came in just off the street, and he had a piece of wood, and he asked one of the lumber yard guys, he says, hey, this is a 1x2. And he said, well, you can go over and look at our 1x2. And I looked at it, I told him, that's not a 1x2. I said, that's subflooring. You're at the wrong place. You need to go to Mill Creek's wood floor place over there and everything. So, and then he started asking me questions. And I answered him, and I had my shirt on that said Moody Custom Homes. And so anyhow, he was like, man, I sure appreciate it. And I said, hey, that's what we do. Tune into our radio station and listen to it. I says, that's kind of what we do. A little plug there. But I want to say something about Brandon. You know, because of Moody Custom Homes, of course, we're Home Builder Association members, and we're also members of the Affiliated Builders Group, which gives us buying power of about an 800 home builder in Oklahoma. And with that, we are really picky, try to be picky about the people we have and what we do, but we also do our the way we sell houses is we do it on a cost plus, but our plus is a fixed fee. So if anybody pays upgrades, they're basically getting those at wholesale. Well, what happens typically is a lot of times people are trying, they try to get them, they try to upsell a person. And yesterday we had one of our customers that they had, the Brandon had priced out 200 amp service to his house, and he had a metal building that he was working on, but it's got a lot of gas in the house. They're using gas furnaces and stuff like that. So he figured the load, calculated the load. Everything was going to work great with 200 amp service. Well, somebody told the guy, no, you got to have 400 amp service. Well, it's a lot more expensive. And Brandon priced it out and everything. He says, now, mind you, I don't mind doing this, but he said, you don't need it. And the guy ultimately made the decision that he wanted it. And that's fine because he gave him the choice. He didn't immediately come in and tell him, hey, you've got to have 400 amp service. And he explained to the guy, gave him all the facts, and then let him make a decision based on what he wanted for the future. So my point in saying all that is Brandon is not out to just get your money. He'll do everything he can to do to help you. He's really reliable. Their people are real professionals. Any electrical needs you have, give Brandon a call. They're a really good company.
Yeah, honest guy. Anybody that just wanted some more money would have went, well, sure, I'll put that in, you know, no problem. But he tried to do the honest thing.
We do our business the same way, you know, and if people are listening that know of us, have talked to us or had anything done or you're going to in the future, that's what we do. You know, we try to get you a quality home build at the best cost possible. And that's why we set you up to be able to buy things at wholesale and not retail. And we're giving you your option. It's your choice. We let you talk to the professionals about the certain things that you want to talk to them about, and you can make your decision. Here's the pros, here's the cons. What do you want? And that's how we do it. And we like to do it that way. It's transparent.
Well, and bring us right back into our guest today. That's the same thing. There's other products to use out there that are less money. And when we build a custom home, we give our all of our clients, we say, hey, look, here's what you can do, or here's what you can do, and you're going to pay this much more money to do that. You tell us what you want to do. And so what we do is load them up with the proper information and then get them the best price possible and let them make a decision. So anyhow, we've gotten through the Advantech flooring. Let's talk a little bit about, and by the way, the demonstration we have where you can actually stand on boards to show how much they flex without the Advantech glue is an incredible demonstration we have out there at the home show. So just come by and look at it. It's really eye-opening when you walk on those three pieces of wood. So let's talk about your wall products, your zip board.
Sure. So the Advantech product was revolutionary in the subfloor part of things that came out over 20 years ago. And we had great success because it works. And so we took that and decided to develop a system for your walls and roof that stand up just like a subfloor did. So that product is called Zip System. Just if you're driving around and you're looking for it, it's pretty easy to spot because it's green. So if you see a house under construction and you see green panels with some black tape on the seams.
Hopefully black tape on the seams.
Yeah, hopefully black tape on the seams. That's going to be, the Zip System product. And what it does is eliminates the need for typical building material, which is a house wrap. So white house wrap that you'll see on a lot of construction products.
See that flying all over the wind when there's a storm or something?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
I'm guessing that's just the old kind of antiquated way now.
Well, it's still used a lot.
You think that it's used a lot. It's okay. Used a whole lot.
Maybe if you want to do it right, it wouldn't be going that
right
way.
And Marcus just made a point, and he said Zip System, and I want to clarify something too. Yes, it is a system. And you know, the way Huber set it up and designed it was, you're going to use the green panel, you're going to use the tape, you're going to use all this stuff, and they have added things to the system over the years. Now, you don't have to use every single bit of it, but the zip board and the zip tape obviously are very important because that's how it was designed. Yes. But we at Moody Custom Homes, we use every part of the system possible. I mean, it depends on the application, depends on the house, but every part of the system possible, we try to use it, and that gets all the way down into the liquid flash and stuff that Marcus will get into.
Yeah, so a typical wall construction, you're putting up a regular piece of OSB or plywood. And so that gives you the structural part of your wall or the roof. And then the next part of the wall assembly is to integrate a weather barrier into that system. So that's what the white house wraps that you might see on some sites are doing. So that's there to achieve a water and air barrier, which is really secondary, kind of sort of backup plan for in case your brick or your siding doesn't work, so you need to have protection.
We've talked about this before, and water will get between your brick and your wall system. It's going to, whether it's condensation from, you know, weather variances in the house and outside and vice versa, it's you're going to get some kind of water in there sometime. So it's very important that you have a good system to keep it from actually getting to the insulation and then into the house.
How can I come out and see this stuff? You have a piece of this with you too?
Well, we actually have built, there's two walls there. Really, one's to kind of support the other one, but we've got some demonstration stuff we're putting on both of them. But yeah, we have one. We shorten it up. They're only 6-foot walls so that people can see. We're going to point things out to them. So you're going to be able to see exactly where we use the zip liquid flashing. We actually have a window seal that's done in the liquid flashing. We're going to have one done with the zip stretch tape, and it's a stretch tape they put on there. So we have demonstrations, and not only the different tapes, but how it's properly supposed to go on. So explain to us, people just, they stick it on and they don't do it right, the tape, and then it gets dusty, blows underneath it, and all of a sudden you don't have anything. But also, let's talk a bit about that. But the unique thing about Zip System, instead of the instead of the wall wrap, you guys are actually adhering your weatherproof system right to the OSB, basically.
Right. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. So just some basic differences. So typically, like I said, you put up your regular plywood and then come back over. And what that house wrap is there to do is to prevent water and air from getting in. So the difference between some of those systems and ours is that the green that you're seeing on those boards is the water and air barrier built into the panel. So at the mill, that overlay is actually pressed onto the panel and impregnated into the panel. So it's not post-adhered, which helps with durability. So they're putting up, essentially, when Moody puts up that board, they're putting up the structural panel as well as the water barrier in one step. Now there's one thing left to do to complete your weather barrier, and that would be to cover up the seams to prevent air and water from coming in. So all they've got to do is go back and tape the seams, something pretty simple. Anybody can figure out how to put tape on.
Yeah, and real quickly, because we got to go to a break here a second.
Sure.
But we also will put that on the roof, and it keeps it makes that totally watertight, your roof does too. So that's one thing we do.
Yep.
So
talking with Marcus Veach from Huber Engineered Woods, talking about that Zip System and Advantech flooring that they use when you are getting a custom home from Moody Custom Homes. Come out to the HBA Home and Garden Show to see some of this stuff in the flesh. You can actually touch it, feel it, get an understanding of it. You'll find Moody Custom Homes out there until 9 tonight, tomorrow 11 until 5. And tell us again, walk in and go which way to find you?
Walk in. If you walk in the main entrance at the driller, you kind of go just go straight to the north and then turn and go towards the west. And we're kind of in that quadrant of the upper level.
It's KRMG Home Pros. We'll be right back.
KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Welcome back. It's KRMG Home Pros, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. My name is Skyler Cooper. If you've missed the beginning of the show today, make sure you go back and find us on our podcast. You can get that anytime, anywhere on the KRMG app or KRMG.com. We've been talking with Marcus Veach today from Huber Engineered Woods. Now, Marcus, you're sort of the Oklahoma guy, is that right?
Correct, yes.
So you moved in from out and we have a mutual acquaintance, and you were kind of excited to come here.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity. So I just moved to Tulsa about over a year and cover the state of Oklahoma as a territory. So hadn't spent any time here before that, but it's been a lot of fun.
And he spends a lot of time on golf courses.
Yeah. Okay.
Perhaps. Yes.
His bosses are listening, no, he doesn't.
It's not on the clock, of course. Yeah. Yeah. So with Huber, you deal with the Zip System and Advantech flooring, and we know that Moody Custom Homes uses these products. We've talked about it quite a bit on the show. And you've told us a lot about the differences in these products and how it's going to affect not only the builder and make their work easier and more stable, but in the long run, a great thing for the homeowner. And just in dealing with, because we talk to a lot of people who work with these guys, do you find that they go the extra mile and have that education and use the products because of the end benefit? And it's not, you know, we're not cutting any corners and we're not trying to charge extra for anything. It's just the right thing.
Absolutely. So these are both of our products and systems are premium systems that are above and beyond what's required by code per se. So these guys are going the extra mile to use the best products. And I think the biggest thing, I was going to hit on something that Aaron said earlier, is not only are these products, yeah, there's some benefits to Moody as a builder. They're simpler to install, easier to get right, less issues on the job site. But the benefit is ultimately to the homeowner for having these. The big thing is having a more durable product in the bones of your house. Like Aaron said, these are the things that you're not going to see when you walk into the house when it's finished. But these are things that you get one chance to get them right. So you want to make sure that those are the things that are going to stay constant. You know, you're going to change your floor at some point or change the paint. So you want to make sure the things that don't change are the most durable products that you can.
And I want to point out something. Huber is the manufacturer, and he works for the representative. They actually sell to distributors, and then the distributors pass that on to like the lumber yards. So actually we buy all of ours through Mill Creek Lumber ourselves. So they sell a lot of that. So there are a lot of builders around that use it, but we kind of tried to go the little extra mile to see exactly how to put it on, right down to there's a certain nail pattern that you have to have nails at the edges. It's so many inches, and then in the field, so many feet and stuff like that. So we want to know exactly how to put the product on. And that's kind of what I think separates us a little bit.
Come out and see these guys at the Home and Garden Show, the HBA Home and Garden Show at the River Spirit Expo until 9 tonight, tomorrow 11 to 5. And you guys, you have these demonstrations that we've been talking about for almost the last hour. And they're just to give people an example of how that looks, you know, things you don't see, like Marcus just said, and why they're important. It's cool just to get your eyes on it. I got a chance to see them a while ago. And Aaron, it reminds me of, you know, talking about why it's important to have good bones. I have been in, and for like a month or so, I stayed in this apartment before I closed on my house, and someone just kind of let me stay there. It's next door to theirs, you know, and they're brand new apartments. They're around town and they look fantastic. And in pictures, they look fantastic, but it's like built, it's like Legos or something. It's just like, it's not actually nice.
You can tell. I think it's cheap material. Around, opening doors and all that stuff. Yeah.
Seriously, the guy who was above me was so banging around on the floor that a light fixture fell.
Yeah.
The light fixture fell from the ceiling.
Yeah.
And did it hit you?
No, the wire stayed. But I was cheap stuff, you know, and that's the difference.
Yeah, you know, and that here's the thing is yes, it could be cheap stuff. It could be building practices. And I'm sure Marcus has seen it with their very own products. He pulls up on a job site or goes to a job site or something, and he sees that, look, we appreciate you using our products, but if you're going to use it, do it the right way. I mean, and I'm sure that stuff happens too. And so one thing that we focus on at Moody Custom Homes is we focus on the proper way. You know, it's not what we think is best or what the framer thinks is best or getting a little idea from the homeowner, a little idea from the electrician, you know.
And, or Pinterest.
Or Pinterest, yeah, thank you. Or Howes or any of those. It's, you know, what Huber has specifications for their stuff. The wood floor guy has specifications for his stuff and vice versa and so on and so forth. So we are going to follow to a T. What do they say? That seam needs to have an 1/8-inch gap in it to allow for expansion and contraction. It needs to have the tape over it. It needs to be rolled with their tape roller. You need to put on the stuff like this and this and this and move all that different stuff around so that you are actually dead set on what you do and what is right and proper. And that way, number two, don't waste your money.
Right.
I mean, it's do not waste your money. Yeah. If you're going to spend the money on the product, put it on the right way.
Yeah. So one other thing I was going to say, I'm getting used to mentioning, you mentioned being in Oklahoma. So one fun fact about our Huber panels is that all of these panels that you'll see in Oklahoma are made in Oklahoma. So our mill is actually in Broken Bow, Oklahoma, down in the southeast corner of the state. And we're the only OSB mill in the state of Oklahoma, so we're proud of that. So if your builder is using Green Board, you know you're using an Oklahoma product.
Yeah, and I want to point out something, Aaron, just causing me to think, oh, come on out to show, because we have a display out there that it's not a display. We actually have the plans. We keep talking about that they're not engineers.
Floor joist layout, rafter layout.
Rafter layout that's done by the lumberyard that is their structural designers. So we actually have the floor plans. You can roll them out and look at them, and it is definitely something that it's the way you're supposed to build that house.
Yeah, come check out that HBA Home and Garden Show. Find Moody Custom Homes, River Spirit Expo until 9 tonight, tomorrow from 11 to 5. Marcus, out of time, but thanks for joining us. Great to meet you.
Thank you, Marcus.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Give us a call at Moody Custom Homes, 918-734-4059. If you can't make it out to the show, buildyourcustomhome.com.
And make sure you listen next week. Every Saturday, it's 2 o'clock, KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.